PoloRadio.com.
Yeah.
PoloRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
Hello?
Hello, Mike. It's Lisa Hine.
How you doing today, Lisa?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have the opportunity to speak with you again. Thanks for giving me a call, keeping me in mind as well.
Absolutely. I'm just like, I'm so in the zone right now, my friend. This has just been so amazing, and I couldn't help but to share it with you because you're my brother, you know, and I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you accepting me back again.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well. After I got done reading the intro to your newest book out, I was pretty flattered to get the invite to talk about new information that you're giving out, you know, divinely in a way. So, but if you don't mind telling the audience what brought you to the show today, in case they didn't know.
Okay. I'm glad to be here with you, Mike, and I'm glad to present my new book, Manifesting God's Love in Your Family, Growing Together in Faith. So we're excited to just share some really positive and upbeat, loving, kind information that we long for. So.
Definitely. Now, before we get into the actual details of the book, can you give the audience where they can find you at online, maybe order the book online as well?
Absolutely. I'd love to have your listeners come directly to my website at this particular moment. It's www.lisarhein.com.
Awesome. And there's also links on our website with your web address on there as well. So let's see, Manifesting God's Love in Your Family. Is that what you said the title, the gist of the book was about?
Yes, Manifesting God's Love in Your Family, correct.
Now, the last time we talked, what was the book that we went over the last time?
No, this is a totally different one.
Right. I want to get the title of that last book because I can compare it to it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, it's called The Book, I'm Doing the Best I Can. They Won't Always Be Cute and Adorable.
Okay, so it sounds like, just so the audience knows, you're definitely a self-help, like a life coach in a way, almost, but it's more based on the spiritual, in my opinion, more about family and the foundation, the way God wanted things, the way he set things up, the way he was intending things to be. How long have you been writing books like that?
Actually, since 2006, and the first one is very interesting because it wasn't spiritual, it was a lot of anger towards God because I thought God was mad at us, and that's why our family kind of fell apart. Because when we moved, we just couldn't get plugged in. We just weren't finding the churches that we were used to being at, and we just weren't getting fed. So we church shopped a lot, and then finally we just said, "Well, you know, let's go to the beach on Sunday, and oh, let's just mow the lawn on Sunday." And we stopped going to church, and it just, our family life just kept getting worse and worse. And our, you know, we were going through the teenage years.
Yeah, I understand that.
Stupidest thing you could have done is to walk away from God when you have a teenager, you know? But anyway, so the first one I was kind of more angry at the Lord, and it wasn't until his presence was shown to me. And I'm not, Mike, I'm just not this holy spiritual person that God speaks to every day. At that time, I thought, you know, how could he want to talk to me after I've been so hateful and so mean and, filthy. The things that I said, I should have had my tongue burned out of my mouth. But God for grace, right? And for his love. And so he kind of came to me and just, you know, the presence, and I could feel it, and it scared me, and it was just like, oh my gosh, you know? And it was basically, are you still mad at me? You know, I brought him home every night. I've always been here for you. And I went down on my knees, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried. And he says, now what I want you to do is all those words that you've been journaling, I want you to take it to the streets, and I want you to go help other parents that are going through this. And then I want you to tell them your testimony. And I did, and that's where that book came from, now Manifesting God's Love in Your Family, because ever since then, I have been really, you know, growing in my faith, and I'm so involved in our church that I'm even in the choir, and I don't sing. So the case he's putting me through, it's just been crazy.
I understand that. That's awesome. I wanted to start asking some questions about your book, specifically the new information that you have for the audience today. Give them a general understanding of what your purpose was for this book, how you wanted to affect them.
Well, the most important thing, obviously, is forgiveness, because right now we are full of blame, we're full of shame, we're full of guilt, anger, and just very impatient with one another. And all this book is to just show you that when you truly align yourself and you know who you are in Christ, that you learn to forgive yourself all of the awful stuff that has been going on in your world since you were a little kid. Because sometimes as parents, we bring our junk into the whole equation. And when we're feeling those painful memories, the painful incidents that happen to us, we tend to treat our children the way we did not like to be treated. So it's this vicious cycle. You can call it a generational curse. You can call it whatever you choose. But the point is that when we don't get healed within ourselves first by allowing all that junk to be released, because God doesn't want us suffering. He wants us to be loosened of the strongholds that tend to happen in this planet and earth. That he doesn't want to see us hurting. And if you think about what he had to see and watch with his own flesh and blood, his own son, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how painful for this to have all taken place, to watch the brutal murder of his own son. He doesn't want any of us to feel that. So in this book, He came to me so much through these words that it was release. Release the anger, release the pressure, release those horrific situations and forgive them that have trespassed against you. So that when you look your children straight in the face, you see this miracle, this gift that he gave us as parents. And it just like, it's so emotional, because all this book is about is let's figure this out. These children, they go to church with us when they're young because they have to. And hopefully you have them in a great church where they're being fed when they go off to Sunday school or whatever. Then as they get older and they get in middle school, well, all of a sudden, they want to spend the night with their friends on a Saturday night, and they don't want to go to church with you anymore. And then hopefully, as they get older, when they have their family, they may want to go back to church. But what this book is let's inspire these children of this generation to want to be holy servants throughout their whole life, not just because we're forcing them to go to church, but because they want to go to church. Now, how do you do that, Mike? You do that by not being a hypocrite, first of all. If you're going to walk it, you better talk it. And if you're going to talk it, you better walk it. because we can't just go to church on Sunday and spend 1 hour out of the entire 7 days and think we're going to change. We're not going to change. That it doesn't happen like that. It happens from being around other Christians, working at your church, you know, giving an hour here, an hour there, being in the choir, going to Bible studies, you know. And so it's an inspiration to let's divert our vision from looking at the world and listening to all this bleak news on the television.
Right.
Turn our eyes to one another and communicate and just understand how each person is feeling without judgment, but in love and kindness and joy and happiness and all the fruits of the Spirit, because we're losing our children. We're losing our children to death because they're so bummed out about their life, which how does a 13-year-old want to do pills that takes them to a total different level?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they're so depressed and so beat up mentally, physically, and emotionally, they take their lives. How does that happen? Children at the age of 13 are supposed to be out playing ball with their friends.
Right. I agree.
And we're losing them because they have no hope, because their parents have no hope. So this book, I believe with all my heart, is so full of hope and encouragement that parents will want to read this to their kids and say, you know what, listen to this. You know, let's try this, and we're going to try things differently around our house. And we are going to have some boundaries. Because, of course, you know that's the most important thing, Mike.
Yeah. I agree 100%. You have, I read through the chapter, the table of contents of your book. I got to see a lot of different, we were like listed out a bunch of different strategies to how you can, overcome these obstacles that are being caused by the world today. There's a couple of different chapter titles. Can you give me like one of the titles maybe and just elaborate on that?
Oh my goodness. all right, we'll take chapter 5. It's called The Mentor.
Uh-huh.
And The Mentor is talking about us as the adult, as the parent, as the mentor, the teacher. It is our responsibility and our commitment to our children to be all we can be, to show them the change in us that God has made in us. And therefore, we don't want to, I mean, I'm sorry, I just have a problem. If this is our temple, we should not want to put anything on purpose into it that is gonna eventually hurt us health wise.
Right.
Smoking, drinking, doing drugs, you know, just being in that whole mental mode of, you know, addiction.
Substance abuse,
it's totally. Just addiction. And parents, I know some parents that have confided in me that, I mean, they have an addiction. Whether it be smoking cigarettes or smoking pot, whatever. We get addicted to pain pills. We get addicted to depression pills. We get addicted to everything. How in the world do you raise healthy children if they see nothing but, oh, mom's got to take a pill for that, or dad's got to have a cocktail when he comes home? If we take that out of the equation and we heal ourselves just to be normal, healthy people that walk in a faith that meets all of their needs. If you look for it and you stand in it, it does, okay? And it isn't, you're not going to find it by going to church for 1 hour a week.
Right.
It's studying. It's being involved with like-minded people. Now, I'm not saying Christians are these wonderful, you know, across the board. We got some squirrels out there, too, just like everybody else. But the point is when we stay close to one another, we don't want to do that. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you have to be prudes and not be able to do anything. But if you do it, you don't need to throw it in your children's face. But then you're throwing it in God's face. So it's a double-edged sword. So when I'm talking about mentoring somebody is a full-time, 24-hour-a-day responsibility. And when we are whole and healthy, mentally, physically, and emotionally, we are able to talk out of our mouth without judgment, without, it has to be only my way, I'm the adult, and it's my way only, or hypocrisy. So when you're clear on who you are, and that when you look at your children and you want them to walk a good, godly, Christian life, you've got to give them some foundation.
Right.
And you've got to do it in a way where we're able to look ourselves in the mirror. There's nothing worse than somebody telling you not to do something with their bony finger in your face when they're doing it. Now,
the truth, though.
It is the truth. Now, there's a lot of parents who don't do drugs and alcohol, and their kids do it. Because the world, we all know the world is very strong. And we know that you can get pulled into this insanity very easily. But we have to understand that if we empower our children to be amazing human beings, that their passion would be to be sensitive of others, never want to hurt somebody, really caring, kind, gentle human beings, that when those things come at them because of how we've created an amazing foundation for them, they may not want to be involved. And that's what
right.
mentoring is all about. It's not being demanding and have expectations. It's about
yeah.
walking in love and understanding and being a good example to your children. So there's scriptures in this book that coincide with some of the things that are being said, and it's just like God just placed me in the right place at the right time to be able to throw these scriptures in there that are just so magnificent. As we're talking, I'm going to thumb through it.
Go ahead.
And I want to read one of the scriptures, perhaps, that are in the mentoring. Okay, let's see. Okay, for instance, in Romans 15:4, whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Because that's all it is. And he wants to know, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted, among the nations, and I will be
right.
exalted on the earth. And all these really positive scriptures that coincide with what's going on. We talk about the fruits of the Spirit, where we should abide in these, which is love and
right.
joy and peace and patience and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So basically, he's just saying to us, okay, whatever we've been doing isn't working. You see more children having children. You see more addicted children than you've ever seen. You see more teenage death than you've ever seen, some of it brought on by suicide. The depression is the worst it's ever been. You know, the killings, random killings of children and people sitting in a movie theater. We are out of control as a society. And if one person in one neighborhood does this unbelievable shift in their family, and we're able to communicate in a peaceful way to our neighbor across the street, you just don't ever know what that impact may have. On one neighborhood, goes into one city, goes into one state, goes into our country. And we're in a
right.
real bad dilemma right now.
A lot of bad things going on right now. I've seen a lot of things on the news that are very disturbing. On a local level, whether it's national, international, it's pretty much bad everywhere. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to make clear to the audience that, some people may say that you're using your own knowledge or whatever to, get a point across, but I just wanted to reiterate that it's not technically, you guys given these words. It's more like from Father, who's given us the inspiration to be able to make a difference here the right way.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a living example. I'm walking in a I'm an example of what I'm saying. I was that person. You know, I never did drugs in front of my son. I never did drugs when I had my child. I smoked pot before my son was born, like a year or so before he was born, and I never did anything while my child was in the house. And I, you know, we did drink once in a while, but I mean, I would have two drinks and I would be giddy. You know, I never was on a mission to, you know, oh, let's drink a half a bottle or let's drink the whole bottle.
Right.
I mean, I just, those days were over when I became a mom. I didn't ever want to have drugs in my house or, you know, we'd have a glass of wine with dinner. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I watched what happened with the world taking over my son. And then I walked away from God. And if you don't believe there's hell on earth, I'm here to tell you there is a living hell on earth because I lived it for 2 years. Everywhere I went, Mike, I was vicious. I spoke nasty. I had no patience. The chaos that went in my home, oh, my gosh, the chaos that went on in this home. Awful.
I understand. It's like you said, cycle effect, you know. It's like just snowballs out of control. But until you get on that common plane with God, you know, take his advice, listen to the words he's given us in his holy word, you know, in the Bible, you know, we'll be able to combat these issues that we're seeing around us. You know, we don't all have to be caught up in this madness. Not everybody's going to be saved, but we don't have to be caught up in it. All we need to go is to the source. And one of these sources also is your book. So why don't you give them the title again, if you don't mind?
I don't mind at all. Thank you. It's Manifesting God's Love in Your Family. And then the subtitle is Growing Together in Faith. Because that's what we want to do. We just want our children to have a relationship. We don't want them just to go to church and walk out. We want them to be touched the way we touched maybe in our older years, you know. We don't want them to have to, you know, do what needs to be done after you go through what you got to go through. We don't want you to go through it. Just, you know, we want to save you from going through this. It's like when all of my son's friends used to come in, and as they got older, they started in the sixth grade. They graduated together. They used to say to me, "You want us to live our lives through your experiences." And I said, "No, I don't want you to live your lives through my experiences." But this is why there's elders. There are people who are older than us that exist. We've already walked in your shoes. We know the outcome. We already went through it. You don't have a clue. So we just want to educate you. Maybe we want to protect you. You know, what's wrong with that? You know, you want to complain because your parents don't care about you, and then you got parents who care about you, and you want to complain because your parents are always in your face, and they're always trying to tell you what to do. Yeah. Hello. That's what parents
do.
That's why we're here.
Right. Exactly. So what advice would you give the kids other than that, other than listening to your parents? What advice would you give to the kids that are listening? We have a young audience as well.
You know, it's just using good common sense because, you know, if you don't have a relationship with, you know, I mean, I am a Christian, so of course I have a faith. My faith and my walk is with Jesus Christ.
And, no doubt.
You know, if you don't have a faith or you have a different faith, then honor your faith. If you don't have any kind of a faith, my children that are out there listening, and that means under 30, or even 40,
right.
So it's just time. You know, we have a choice here. I feel like there's either this or there's that. And if we don't step back and say, you know what, this world is going crazy. Now, a lot of people know that the end of the book, you know, is kind of unfolding in front of us. And whether it will be another 100 years or 200 years or 1,000 years, we don't know. But when you look at what's going on in the world, is that making you miserable, afraid, negative, to the point where, you know what, forget this, I'm going to do whatever I want, nobody's going to, you know, screw you, do this, do that, you know, if I get in trouble, I'll just go to jail, I don't care, you know, blah, blah, this smack that goes down, that people, they just blurt things out, and it's like, shut up, you don't even... Right. Are you listening to yourself, you know? Really,
exactly.
You cannot be this ignorant, because we just blurt things out just for the fact that we want to say something and be heard. Well, we have two choices here. Keep living the life you're living, and it's not going to be a happy ending, you know? Or find something in whatever faith it is that you choose to go into, and get your support. Get surrounded by people who are positive, who are sensitive and gentle and caring about something greater than what's going on right now in your face. I watch the news, Mike. I think I can do 2 to 3 minutes of news today. And I just sit there and shake my head. And
it's shocking what's going on.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max.
How did this happen?
Check us out, www.maxine.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Or their children. They're killing babies. They're killing babies. Why?
Right.
Why are we going after these innocent children? I mean, it's okay because we know where they went, you know, but it's like,
right.
Why? And people running in a marathon? Seriously?
Right. You're going to target innocent victims of a charity cause, like, you know, basically.
It's just darkness. And I don't choose to give any of that darkness any attention. Because I know what that darkness is, and I will not name it. I will just say there's a darkness.
I had to stop myself from doing the same thing.
Yeah, you don't want to glorify it at all, but you're aware of it, and people go, well, you're naive. And I go, no, I'm not naive. I've made a choice.
Right, to realize what it is.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game. I don't want to be a part of it. I have these little old neighbors, and they keep the news on 24 hours a day, and I'm like, oh my God,
man.
This is
how
so
do
bad
it?
On your psyche. Why would you fill yourself up with this negative, you know? So we need to get grounded. If we're not 60 and we're 6, or we're 26 or 16, whatever, it's time, because I don't look at it anymore. Oh, look at what's going on. I'm like, yeah, it's very sad, but greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world, because I don't want to be a part of it, and I'm not letting it get in my psyche, and this is what's happening. People are getting pulled down by all this negativity, and we still keep the TV on. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't learn anything, do we?
Don't make sense to me at all. I think that the audience can tell that you're very, very passionate about this particular issue, which is a very broad issue, but it's just a battle between good and evil as well. So if you're feeling like Lisa or myself, or you can relate, or you're curious, you know, just go to Lisa, is it lisarhine.com?
That is correct. LisaRhine, H-E-I-N.com.
All right. You can check out a few different publications. We're definitely recommending this latest one, Manifesting God's Love in Your Family. I'm sorry, I didn't say it totally correct, but I apologize. But was there anything else that you'd like to summarize up?
I know that it's time to make a shift in our society. And, you know, obviously we as the adults, we're the ones that are going to have to make the first step so that our little guys have a chance in this world, because it scares me to think that, you know, look forward to?
Right.
It's scary.
Death, the destruction out right now.
Yeah.
It is very scary.
I watched this thing the other day on television. It's called 2050. It was on the History Channel. And this is 37 years away. This is only 37 years from here, from now. And they were talking about our crops. Now, this is very interesting because of what's going on in 2013, okay? You'll see what I'm talking about in a second. In 2050, because of the fact that we've tried so hard to kill these insects, we have empowered them. We have made them so strong that none of these insect repellents and these chemicals are affecting them anymore. So they're destroying all of our crops come 2050. There are no crops. Now, does that sound familiar? Are we hearing about GMO and Monsanto now?
Yeah.
That they're trying to put something together that will not allow, that the insects will not eat the crops. Hello?
Well, that don't sound too reassuring right there, that kind of, oh, man, you can't beat nature, you know? I don't know how they're going to do this one.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, in 2013, we're creating chemicals that are going to keep the bugs from eating our food. It's going to kill us, the chemicals.
Right.
But the bugs are going to live.
We'll leave the service. Right. Is that crazy?
Be happy.
Makes no sense. It's bad. Everything's been backwards.
It scares me. I looked at my husband, and I mean, it shook me to the core. And he goes, well, we're not going to be here in 37 years. And I'm like, we have a son. We have great nephews. We may have grandchildren by then. You know, what do they have to look forward to? And the only hope you have to look forward to is knowing that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and everlasting life that doesn't give you any fear of dying. I'm not afraid anymore. I used to be afraid. I didn't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to be away from my son, you know. But now I pray for my son because I don't want him never not to go. And people go, oh, yeah, how do you know there's a heaven? Well, there's been a lot of people who almost crossed over and they saw it and they felt it and they were able to come back and tell us. And it wasn't just the drugs, you know, it was serious, you know, that we know there is a heaven and we know there's a hell. You know, there's always got to be a good and a bad. So I just lift up this book to you guys, and I just know that it's empowering. It's empowering to know that, you know, if we don't like what's going on in our family, we can change it. And it's awesome. It's not anything like you have to go through all this guilt to get to where you need to go. You just need to just relax and embrace who you are and love yourself enough that it's not gonna trip you out. It's just gonna make you feel really, really good and understand just how important our children are.
That is so, so true, and I do appreciate it, all the information that you were able to give us today. So if there's anything else that will come to your mind in the future, of course, you can always give me a call back. I'm gonna get this interview put onto the internet for you by Friday. It'll be Friday late in the evening, but I'll take care of it for sure.
Okay, and then will you send me a little email to let me know it's there?
Yeah, I'll let you know before I put it out there. I want you to make sure you get a chance to hear it first.
Okay, awesome. How are you doing otherwise?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I'm a lot better off than I talked to you last time. I'm taking your advice as well. You know, just trying to be one of those individuals that pass along that spirit of empowerment, you know, in relation to God and also the state, you know, helping people become aware of what's going on around us and, you know, just different ways to deal with it. So I'm definitely, myself, I'm doing good. I'm glad I got a chance. I'm glad you came back to me because I know last time I had a hard time getting the interview started, but gave me an opportunity. So I'm gonna make this one a little bit better, and I'm going to bring some more attention to this one a little bit more than I did last time. So
definitely get this one out there. And I'm glad that we worked it out, and I'm glad that, you know, because the last thing I want to do is get upset at somebody who's offering me such a nice, you know, invitation.
No, it's about professionalism.
I love the way you handled it, though. I love the way you handled it. And you know, you just taught me a lesson that, you know, I'm not the one
it was very
to do a lesson, but if it worked, hey, whatever.
Why not? Hey, I mean, you know, just like your book and the information that you have to give about that subject, you know, I mean, you're like you say, elders. You're a little bit older, so just a little bit. So, you know, I believe that it's for me to listen to you and absorb as much as possible. If I can't find something that you're, if I can't find something to absorb, then it's, then I'm obviously doing the wrong thing. So I'm not aware.
You're a good boy, and I wish you well. May I pray over you before we hang up?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have a problem with that.
Father God, I just come before you right now, and Lord, I'm just so humbled by this young man. And Lord, I lift up his health and his mental state of mind, and Lord, I just ask that you would just comfort him and allow him to be all that you've created him to be. And Father, I just thank you for his tenacity and his ability and obedience to you, that he's going forth to the nations like you told us to and telling the good news about your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I just bless his show. I bless his listeners. I pray, Lord, that they receive all of his messages with his guests, that they would want to make a change, that they would want to do something different than what they're doing now. So, Lord, I just I hand him over to you, and I just ask that you keep a hedge of protection around him and just continue to guide his footsteps to do what it is that you have him aligned to do, and bless his family, Lord, and anybody who's a part of this show and that will be there to encourage him to keep doing what he needs to do. Lord, I call listeners to hear what he has to say from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that his audience would grow in abundance, Lord, that they would want to hear what it is that he has to say and his guests have to say in your name, because there's enough negativity going on. We don't want to do that. We want to honor you and give you all the glory. So we thank you for listening to us. Thank you for bringing him into my life and letting us be more than just a one-minute, you know, friendship of, okay, let's do the interview and then we're done. Thank you for letting us stay in touch with one another and care about each other's path from this moment on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Thank you for your continued support. Because of you, we are celebrating over 10 years of audio radio on and offline. Visit us at our official website, maxheat.com. You can get it in school.com.
Yeah, you know,
hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.